East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The Automobile Association has raised concerns over child car safety. The group says too many children are still travelling without being properly restrained or secured in vehicles. Data shows more than 1,000 children lost their lives on the country's roads last year. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The association says every unrestrained trip increases the risk of death or serious injury. The AA's pointed to a recent study by the Road Traffic Management Corporation. It highlights that the law, which requires infants to be secured in appropriate child restraint systems, doesn't apply to public transport such as minibus taxis and buses. The association says the gap is deeply concerning as it leaves thousands of children without protection. According to the RTMC report, children aged 0 to 14 accounts for 10% of deaths on the roads. A total of 1,145 children were killed in crashes in the country last year alone. The AA stressed that the car and booster seats aren't optional accessories. They are essential safety equipments designed for a child's age, weight and development. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
A KZN police sergeant arrested by IPED in a corruption case has been released on bail. Marcel Dorasami from the Berea SAPS Detectives Branch was nabbed in a sting operation in Phoenix on Tuesday. The police directorate's Lizzie Suping says he's accused of extorting money from a woman who claimed Dorasami demanded 4,000 rand to prevent her son's arrest. Suping says the woman alleged she was asked to cough up an additional 5,000 rand to have the docket closed.
The complainant then informed Sergeant Dorasami that she could only afford an amount of 2,500 at the time and will pay the remainder of the balance the following month. The complainant then lodged a complaint with IPED, who sought and obtained an approval from the Director of Public Prosecutions to conduct an undercover operation. Sergeant Dorasami was arrested when he arrived at the agreed location in Phoenix to collect the amount of 2,500 as promised.
The Maryland Magistrates Court has postponed his case to February. And South Africa's voted in favor of a draft UN resolution demanding that Russia ensure the safe return of children forcibly transferred or deported from Ukraine. 91 countries voted in favor of the motion. Russia was among the 12 states that rejected the measure. Kiev has accused Moscow of abducting at least 20,000 children since the start of the conflict in February 2022. While Russia admits that some children were taken from combat zones for their own protection, Moscow's deputy UN envoy has slammed the resolution as a vote for lies and confrontation. Mariana Betsa is Ukraine's deputy foreign minister.
Our children are non-negotiable. Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity are not negotiable. The UN Charter and justice are not negotiable. Ukraine calls on the UN General Assembly to help our children and to advance peace, the peace process, because there will be no just peace in Ukraine without the immediate unconditional return of our children back home.
At the same time, U.S. representatives have wrapped up a lengthy meeting at the Kremlin with no breakthrough on a peace deal. And finally, in New Zealand, a thief who swallowed a Fabergé egg has been caught before he could beat it. He snatched and swallowed the diamond-encrusted green egg from a high-end jewellery store in Auckland. The 32-year-old gulped down the egg but was arrested before he could flee. Authorities have yet to recover the trinket, valued at around $20,000, but have assigned a police officer to watch over the man while waiting for nature to take its course. Durban 23 today, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24. And Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Chelsea and Liverpool drop points in the Premier League. The Springboks will face Italy, Georgia and Romania at the 2027 Rugby World Cup. And two wickets for Mitchell Starc this morning on day one between England and Australia at the Ashes.